Westchester Talk Radio is broadcasting live.
Good evening, everybody. This is Westchester Talk Radio, and we're broadcasting live from the heart of Harrison, New York. We are here for the 2019 Family-Owned Business Awards. We are live. We're produced this evening by Shaw Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, the Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson, and Accorda Therapeutics.
Life. Science.
That's Matt Kay, and I'm Bob Marone, along with Jim Cleefield, my co-host, who's also doing videography duties this evening. And we are live with our first guest. With us is the President and Chief Executive Officer of Janus Associates. They are, and they call themselves, the Guardians of Your Information Gateways. President Patricia Fisher, or Patricia A.P. Fisher. Good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
Pretty well. Janus Gateway. You secure information, data. Tell us what you do.
Exactly. Cybersecurity consulting services. And Janus was the Roman god that guarded the gates.
I did not realize that. Learned something every day. This is a boom. It should be a booming business, is it not?
It's a very busy time for security companies.
Question right off the bat. Is it doable? In this day and age, the Russians hack the Americans. We hack the Iranians. The Koreans famously hacked Sony. How do the kinds of people that are here today, small, medium businesses, or for that matter, large corporations, how do they protect their information if such things go on?
They have to apply policies and procedures and have controls in place, just like you would with anything else. And if you do that, then you can avoid most issues. Now, if someone wants to target you like they did at Sony, then it's almost impossible to not have something happen somewhere along the line.
It almost sounds like the old line about assassination. If someone wants to get to you, they almost can. But you talked about measures. Let's talk about some of those. I mean, we all know the preservation of things like passwords and firewalls. But what are the most important things that you do, and what are the things that most companies need?
We set up policies for them.
Such as?
A policy to control access in a particular way so that everyone has a consistent method of controlling it. Business continuity policies so that if anything happens to your business, you can recover from it very quickly. You know, a whole gamut of things like that that companies need just in operating their business every day.
Let's frighten a few companies so that they'll understand why they need what you do. I've worked for some firms, and I'm sure you've heard of them, where little Johnny leaves and no one shuts down his access. Big companies. How often does this happen?
All the time it happens. All the time. And one of the things that we do is help companies understand how to set up termination procedures and abide by those procedures and review them regularly so that little Johnny can't get access again.
And is it not also true that they need to audit that those procedures are being followed and do due diligence?
And that's what I mean by reviewing them. You know, quarterly or yearly, you should review things like that and make sure someone can't get in who you don't expect to get in.
Now, that's just access to data. That's common, ordinary stuff. But it gets a lot more sophisticated. Are the firewalls sufficient? Are the different types of malware sufficient these days? Or do you have to constantly update it?
Well, firewalls have updates that are sent out all the time to close issues. And if your organization updates your firewalls, updates your malware, then you're in pretty good working order.
Now, you mentioned earlier, and I want to remind people who you are. This is fascinating stuff. We're talking with Patricia A.P. Fisher. She's the President and Chief Executive Officer of Janus Associates. I love their byline, Guardians of Your Information Gateways. Talk to us about so-called gateways. What are they, and how do you view them?
We look at gateways as networks. This is, if your network is protected, no one can get into your data. And since data is the crux of everything, protecting those gateways makes sure that your data is secure.
How do you make it secure? You talked about policies and procedures. What about hardware? What about programs? What about APIs and so forth? Those are program interfaces, I believe.
It all fits together. primarily, though, if you have hardware and software, then you need to check it periodically. Assessments are a big part of our business, too, so that we go in and do penetration tests, try to get in, try to see what the weaknesses are, and then we can help companies establish remediation plans so they can fix them.
Let's go to what at least for me was always the big gorilla in the room. When we went wireless, if you will, when everything was web accessed and everything's out there in the cloud and other ways, it created, it would seem to we lay people, a nightmare. How much more risky is that than when we had things flowing over wires and T-lines, et cetera?
Well, it does have an additional level of risk because it's much easier to communicate. However, wireless has gotten much better. And with the current protocols that they have that are available to organizations and that organizations are, you know, using today, it's a much tighter environment and less risky.
Now, your company has a good reputation, so when we ask this question, it's to give insight into your company rather than to criticize government. But government everywhere is running into problems with this. Why do governments have a particular problem? And of course, they have top secret information, they have military information, they have intelligent information, but they seem to get targeted more than the average citizen would like.
Well, of course, because the government is large and it has data that everybody in the world might want, particularly Department of Defense, for instance. And it only takes one perpetrator to get in one spot when the rest of us have to protect everything. And it's a very difficult thing to protect in a very large environment like government organizations have.
Where's your science headed? Your company, of course, provides that science and that rigor. Where is that headed? What will we see in 5 or 10 years?
I think you're going to see a lot more in biometrics helping protect because it will be more natural for people to be able to do that. I think you're going to find complex passwords so that people don't have to change them as often. That's the new standard in the federal government now, to have a very complex password that never gets changed.
Wow, I didn't realize that. Okay, let's talk about Janus. I don't want to keep you here forever, but as you can tell, this is very interesting to us. What about Janus? How big is your firm? How long have you been around? And when did you become the big cheese?
I founded the firm.
It's yours.
I started in 1988.
No kidding.
Yes, yes.
What were you doing before that?
I was a manager of country operations for IBM's security program in Latin America.
Oh, small job. Okay. So you decided to start your own firm. Why? That's exciting in and of itself.
Because customers, large customers, kept coming to IBM asking us to solve security problems for them, and I started to see a business possibility there. So I brought the business case to IBM, and they came back and said, probably won't be big enough for us.
You know, Patricia, I'm supposed to ask the questions, but you saw that one coming because I wanted to know, what is it that you saw? You saw this business. You saw the future of it, didn't you?
Yes, I did. It looked like a perfect thing to do.
Do you like it?
I love it.
Were you always, and I say this affectionately, were you always a geek?
No.
Because you have to know your technology, but also you have to know your logic, don't you? You know, I did some business resumption planning. And for me, it was always de-engineering a plan and then rebuilding it for real.
Absolutely. You have to be able to understand what people need and to be able to translate that into what they have to do as well as what they want to do.
Okay, question you're going to get from few people, unless they worked in corporate America. You got to work your way around politics, too.
I love that.
No, because I remember when I was implementing a business resumption plan, and the guy or gal that frequently was really in charge was there politically and didn't know their elbow from their knee. So I had to find out the real person to reach if our building collapsed.
That's true. That's true. And sometimes it's the least person that you would expect.
Somebody in the back, like some person right out of Shakespeare. So tell us about the size of your company and then how people, who your typical client is and how people can reach you.
Our typical client is a state, a city, a commercial organization, all sizes, not-for-profits. We have 25 consultants, senior, very senior level consultants, plus support staff. This all the time.
How impressive. Now, obviously, you're one of the award winners tonight, and I'm sure people listening are saying, this is an awards event. I hope she won. Well, obviously, you did. What category are you selected in?
I honestly don't know. I couldn't.
You're just a winner.
I don't know, right?
Wow, what a pleasure to me. I could talk with you all night. Now, if you had, if you were going to give one pitch for your company, what would it be?
That we really help protect you and save you from terrible problems that can happen down the line and cost you huge amounts of money. Small expenditure now leads to savings that are incredible later on.
What a business model and what a woman. Thank you very, very much for being on Westchester Talk Radio.
Thank you very much, Bob.
Nice. Interesting stuff. Well, folks, I hope you learned as much as we did. Matt is scratching his head in wonder. He said, what? We're going to take a break, and we will be back right after these words. Right, Matt?
That's correct, Bob.
We'll talk to you soon.
At Indian Point, we've helped power Westchester and New York City for about four decades. Recently, as part of an agreement with New York State, we are working toward an early and orderly shutdown of the facility by 2021. Until then, we'll continue safely generating about 25% of the reliable, round-the-clock electricity that powers the city and Westchester, all with virtually no greenhouse gas emissions. Safety is, as it always has been, the top priority for everyone at the plant. We will continue to keep Indian Point fully staffed, and full-time inspectors from the U.S. Nuclear Regulatory Commission will monitor our daily operations. We'll also continue to play an important role in our community as a taxpayer and active participant in local charities. Indian Point Energy Center is still working for you, and it's our honor to continue to serve the people of New York. If you have questions about our ongoing operations, please visit safesecurevital.com.
You're listening to Westchester Talk Radio,
powered by Shark Media, a division of Shark Creative,
and made possible by Entergy Indian Point Energy Center.
Visit safesecurevital.com.
Good evening, everybody, and we return. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the heart of Harrison, New York, in Westchester County. We are here for the 2019 Family-Owned Business Awards event brought to you by Westfair. We're produced this evening by Shaw Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point and Energy Center, Lipolis Electric, Genesis Exhibits, Facelifts Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA.
Youth Development. Development, healthy living, and social responsibility.
That is Matt Kay, and I'm Bob Marone, along with my co-host and videographer this evening, Jim Cleefield. And we have many dignitaries and people from banks and businesses, entrepreneurs. And so we do turn to banking. We have with us the Assistant Vice President of Business and Professional Banking with M&T Bank. Please welcome Erin O'Grady. Hi, Erin.
Hello. How are you?
Pretty good. Now, you're on the business end of it, which means that you're dealing mostly with business startups. What do you do most of? Are you dealing with an upstart business that needs to get a line of credit and maybe funding for their business? Or are you dealing with the business that needs a checking account, ways to pay people, et cetera? Tell us what you do.
Well, thank you, Bob. So I can assist startup businesses for sure, but my role really is to manage banking relationships. So I would work with business owners from $0 up to about $25 million in revenues.
That's a big spread.
It is a big spread. So my typical loan size starts at about $250,000. And works up from there.
I'm glad you're here. You know, I just started a business. $250,000 would get me rolling. On the serious side, the relationship's important. People set up ways to pay people. They set up ways to take in money, etc. Does your relationship work involve fixing their problems, or is it more setting them up in business and seeing how they're growing and how to fund what they do?
So when I work with a business owner, it's really a matter of understanding what their needs are, and it's a conversation. So we start off by finding out what their needs are. Once a year, I go out and visit them, see what their priorities were for the following year if they reach them, and then kind of go through what their plan is for the following year.
What do you see the most of in what you do? What's the most common project or request that you get?
Well, it depends on the business type. For example, right now I'm seeing a lot of folks looking to do cash out refi on buildings, and I'm seeing a lot of requests for increased lines of credit. So I'm seeing a lot of that coming into the spring season.
A lot of people are listening to this and they're saying, okay, I may need to refi my business. I may need a larger line of credit. What should they be thinking about? Obviously, cash flow. What are the other important aspects if I'm looking? Let's start with a line of credit.
Well, certainly, you need to make sure that you are on top of your taxes. Got to make sure your tax returns are done.
Got to go now. Let's leave, boys. Well, go ahead.
Seriously, you need to make sure that your interim reports are done. You want to make sure you have a good handle on your receivables and payable agings. Because it's important to be able to tell the story. It's one thing when I meet with the business owner, but it's important to be able to have the numbers to back up the story. It goes hand in hand.
You brought up something very important. We know some businesses through what we do here and the rest of it. They're very good at doing business, and they neglect sending out invoices. They neglect clearing up old receivables. How much can that hurt them, and how much attention? How often do you see this?
It's significant. A significant issue with a lot of business owners. It's really something you have to manage, have to stay on top of. And there's many ways to be able to do that. There's many ways to be able to collect today, whether it's ACH originations, whether it's accepting credit cards, wires. There's many ways to be able to collect from your customers.
Sticking with this and looking at lines of credit and how you approve it, you come into a business for your annual meeting. You see that this is a problem. What is Erin O'Grady telling me? Are you recommending some of these solutions?
Absolutely. I'm recommending whether it's a faster way for them to be able to collect their funds with credit card processing that gets them funded within 24 hours, potential increase to their line of credit, or even terming out, restructuring their financing. You know.
When you say terming out, say more.
So let's say they have a line that is fully extended. It may be beneficial for them, depending on what their plans are or their needs for the coming year, to be able to term out that line and extend, you know, more financing.
It does make a lot of sense. We are talking with Erin O'Grady. She's the Assistant Vice President for Business and Professional Banking with M&T. She's located over at 120 White Plains Road. You mentioned earlier it frightened us away, but that in jest to get attention. A lot of small businesses don't pay attention to paying that quarterly or that tax bill. Nonprofits as well. You can get dinged. The government comes after you. What advice do you give about that, and how often should people be looking at that?
That part of it really should be something that they manage well with their accountant. You know, staying on top of making sure that's handled. That's not something that they want to be, you know, handling themselves if they don't have to be. I see that it works much smoothly if it's done through, you know, whether it's the payroll service, the accountant that handles that.
You mentioned earlier about people looking to maybe refinance a building. Perhaps it's a building that their business is in. Why that upturn now? Is it something that happens annually, or is it a result of the market, the real estate market?
I think it's both. I think it's the real estate market, it's interest rates, and, you know, I think also the economy has a lot to do with it. So I think businesses may have been a little reluctant to make big changes, but this year seems to be gangbusters with activity. So,
you mentioned as well about they should come with their records ready. Are you ever in a position, and I realize you're not their boss or their mentor, but you are an advisor, do you ever see a payroll that's too heavy or a specific expense maybe that's too heavy and you point to it, or do you leave that to their accountant?
No question really is off the table. If it's something when you're going through the returns that kind of sticks out, you know, you're the person doing the, you know, the recommendation for the lending request. So it's a question you want to address, because if you're not asking it, the underwriter sure is.
Two questions before we send you on your way. What is the single most important request you get from a business?
That's a tough one. Single most important request. I mean, what I find is that, you know, it's funny. sometimes you feel like you go see a business, and sometimes you feel like you're almost, you know, being too, you know, too insistent or too persistent.
Mm-hmm.
But then you meet the business owner that you've called on probably 5 or 6 times, and they take your meeting, and they're so happy to meet with you. And I think it's just a matter of timing. And I think that the persistence pays off, because when they do make the time to meet with you, they appreciate the time that you gave.
It's interesting. It's almost like the person that doesn't go to the doctor, but then when they go, they're glad they went. What is the single biggest mistake that you see small businesses make?
They need to make sure they have a plan in place for their business, for their goals. They need to make sure that they have a good tax strategy in place.
Okay, before you go, tell us about M&T, and then we'll send you on your way. I promise.
So we are a bank that's a regional bank. We're based out of Buffalo. We are philanthropic. We love to give back to communities. And we love to be able to support the communities that that we live and work in, because, you know, we're only as good as the community and the businesses that we serve.
Erin O'Grady, thank you very much. They're lucky to have you.
Thanks, Bob.
Thank you very much. Have a great day or great evening. Enjoy the celebrations here. Folks, we're going to take a break. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We are live from Harrison, New York.
Here's a question for you. Do you love your office? I mean, really love your office?
Westchester Talk Radio loves your office too.
So much so, we've got some great stuff for your office.
Of course, we mean your coworkers.
I believe you have my stapler.
Spread the love throughout your office with a floral arrangement from Joseph Richard Florals and Grey Rock Florist in Armonk and Valhalla, respectively. Chocolate treats from Chocolations in Mamaroneck. A visit from Oasis Day Spa in Dobbs Ferry featuring their on-site massage chair. Website and SEO consultation with MSM Designs. A 4-pack of tickets to the Capitol Theater in Portchester. A delicious fruit bouquet from Edible Arrangements of Eastchester. Your choice of an event game from PM Amusements. And 3 months of Shark Creative's on-hold messaging service.
And here's the kicker.
And when you enter your office to win, you'll be qualified for a special prize, a visit from Westchester Talk Radio.
And we'll broadcast right from your office.
Try and get some work done then.
Woo-hoo!
Love your office?
Show the love and enter to win right now at WestchesterTalkRadio.com.
Produced by Shark Creative. Made possible by your friends at Entergy. Safe, secure, vital.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Good evening, everybody, and we are back. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the heart of Harrison, New York. We are here for the 2019. These are the Small Business Awards, or really family-owned business awards, presented by Westchester and Fairfield County Business. It is Westfair. They're known as Westfair. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're produced this evening by Shaw Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Hightower Westchester, White Plains Hospital, the Westchester County Office of Economic Development, Robeson and Accorda Therapeutics.
Life Science.
That is Matt Kay, and I'm Bob Marone. I'm here with Jim Cleefield, my co-host, who is also on videography duty tonight. And we have with us a man who, well, he runs his own business. It's GS&S, but it really stands for who he is. Gregory Sahagian, correct?
That's correct.
I pronounced it correctly. Sahagian and Son, Inc. They're located at 18 North Central Avenue in Hartsdale. Good evening, sir.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for having me.
Now, you're in the awning business, and it raises all kinds of issues, businesses, municipalities. How long are you doing this?
This will be our 31st year we're in business.
How does one get into the awning business? Were you working in it? Did your parents do it?
You know, it was totally by accident. I actually have a degree in business management with an emphasis in hotel and restaurant. And when I was in my mid-20s, I realized that really wasn't enough money in it for me. So I ventured out into a couple of sales positions. And I wound up working for an Italian company that was repping retractable awnings to the wholesale trade like myself. And after doing it for a while, one of my retail customers asked me to come work for him. And after doing that for a year, I realized if I could do it for somebody else, I could do it for myself.
makes a lot of sense. For 31 years, you're obviously successful. Now, a lot of people think of awnings. They think of a small storefront. They may not be thinking of a doctor's office, a nightclub with a long type of awnings. They also may not be thinking of the fact that, there are grants and businesses and municipalities that work with you. What is your principal business model?
Our principal business model is basically give the customer what they want. And we at GS&S Awnings, we would actually lose money on a job to make sure that the customer gets it right.
What is your typical client? Who is your typical client would be better said?
Actually, we were in a very seasonal business. We're coming into the heart of the residential business where we do a lot of retractable awnings on people's decks. We service a lot of country clubs with awnings, stationary awnings that their clientele eat lunch and dinner under. And then we also do the typical storefront awnings. We do industrial awnings. We do awnings for chain stores. And it covers a wide range.
All right, 31 years you've had time, but I can't even imagine what it was like to start this business. For example, who were your first few clients? How did you build it up?
I started this business by getting a referral from a good friend of mine. I went to see this woman in Rye, and when I walked in, she was very particular. She knew what she wanted. She basically ordered like 10 awnings. I was a young kid. I was petrified to tell her how much it was. I gave her the price. In a heartbeat, she bought it. I had a used pickup truck that broke down in her driveway as I was leaving. I pushed it around the corner, and that's how we started the business.
My guest is Gregory Sahagian. He is the proprietor of Gregory Sahagian & Son. 31 years in business in the awning business. Okay, for those of us who don't own their own business or own a hotel or a club, a country club, awnings are awnings. What makes you different?
Being that I was working for a European company, I see a lot of product lines that most of the traditional awning companies in the United States won't get to their customers. When we first started, I didn't really even know what an awning was. I thought it was a luxury item. Today, it's a necessity for young moms with young children that want to protect them from the UV rays, from the senior citizens who can't sit outside because of skin issues, for people who live in a smallish type home that want to create an extra outdoor living space. Awnings have become a necessary part of homeowners' lives.
Do you realize you just opened my eyes, and in general, you probably opened the eyes and ears of many, many people out there. When you sat down here today and we were going to talk about awnings, we think of awnings in front of businesses and awnings in front of clubs and awnings in front of doctor's offices. Frankly, it didn't hit us, it didn't hit me, that you just went through a plethora of issues for home use and their popularity.
That is correct. People have different needs. Regardless of what type of economic situation you're in, people have different needs. Certain homeowners just need a small awning to cover their front door so they could put a key in at night and not get wet. Other people have entertainment needs where they need to cover an entire area because they're going to have a business party. So it is up to me and my staff to listen to what the customer wants and provide them the necessary tool at an affordable budget to take care of our clients.
And I should think that even if someone doesn't want a deck, maybe they just want a patio. They've laid down some concrete or a nice grass area. You could put an awning as an extension on the house or even a temporary party tent, I should think, and they're set to go.
That's correct. Like I had mentioned to you before, creating an outdoor living area is a necessity for most people these days. As in the summertime, let's face it, everyone wants to be outdoors. They're cooped up from being in the house all winter, and they need an extra space to entertain their family and friends.
What's your number one request these days?
Our number one request these days is UV protection.
Really? Say a little more about that before we go.
Well, as you get older, and people who might have skin issues, people who have lighter pigmentation on their skin, women with young babies that cannot afford to have their child in 95-degree direct sun, everybody is calling me looking for UV protection, and their fabric lines these days are stressing the issue, coming up with top-of-the-line solutions that allow people to sit in the sun with the amount of shade that we can provide.
really impressive. We like to say that we learn a lot doing the radio, but we certainly are now. If you want to leave our listeners before you give them your particulars, websites, whatever, what would it be about your awning business that you want them to know?
We are a family-owned business in our 31st year. We have an awesome reputation.
Well, clearly you won one of the awards tonight.
Thank you. Actually, we were past honoree. We like to say that we listen to our customers, be it a residential customer, being a mom-and-pop store owner, being a huge department store. We like to listen to our customers, give them a product that they need. We don't try to oversell them, which could fit into their financial budget.
Wow. How can people get a hold of you, folks? You need that awning on your deck. You worried about the ultraviolet rays. You're going to have that big party. You just opened a business or a storefront. This is the business to call. How do they do that?
We're at 18 North Central Avenue at the Four Corners in Hartsdale. You could visit our website at www.gssawning.com, or you can also email me at info@gssawning.com. We're open 6.5 days a week during the residential season. And just to sum it up, we add beautification to your home while also caring about the needs of your family.
That voice you hear, it was or is that of Gregory Sahagian. The GS&S stands for Gregory Sahagian and Sons, and awnings, a full-service awning company. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you for your time.
We're going to take a break. We'll be back after these words.
Remember when Hurricane Sandy hit? Remember being left in the dark for days? For some, it was weeks. Remember how helpless, how frustrated, how irritated you were? Remember you said you were going to get a generator so you would never lose power again? So, how's that generator working? Oh, you didn't get one, did you? Lipolis Electric wants to let you know that now is the best time to have them install that generator. The harsh winter months are ahead, and so are those harsh winter storms. And you know what heavy, wet snow does to power lines or to limbs hanging precariously over those power lines. Call Lipolis Electric at 738-3550 to set up a consultation. Let Lipolis help you figure out what type of generator you need so you won't be left in the dark this winter or in the cold. Some heating systems can run off of certain generators. More than generators, Lipolis Electric provides expert electrical services, over 25 years of successful projects and satisfied customers. Lipolis Electric, 738-3550, or click lipolaselectric.com. Licensed, bonded, and insured.
News, trends, and more.
No one knows Westchester County better than we do.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
Good evening, everyone, and we have returned. This is Westchester Talk Radio. You hear the music, you hear the life. We are live in the heart of Harrison, New York for the 2019 Family-Owned Business Awards, brought to you by West Fair, the Westchester Fairfield County Business Group. Sponsors it. We're produced this evening by Shaw Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Durante Rentals, Reverso Associates, J.P. McHale Pest Management, Michael Labriola Incorporated, and the Salem Golf Club.
A lush panorama of rolling hills and new pool expansions.
That is Matt Kahan, our engineer and producer. With me, Jim Cleefield, my co-host tonight doing videography. I'm Bob Marone. And we're with someone who's no stranger to broadcasting. She does stuff on different stations, but that's because of what she does for a living. She's Brenda Moynihan. She's the director of marketing and outreach at the Kensington Assisted Living Residence right here in White Plains. Of course, Westchester County. Good evening.
Good evening.
It's good to see you on the evening shift for
yes.
change.
That's true.
Tell people a little bit about the Kensington, if you would.
Sure. We're actually an enhanced assisted living community in White Plains, as you mentioned, and we take care of a frail population, both physically and cognitively.
Okay. You take care of this population. You said enhanced. Tell us what you mean.
Enhanced meaning the population requires heavy care. IVs, catheters, there could be people with movement disorders like MS, ALS, Parkinson's, and things like that.
Okay, you covered the gamut. There are people who have had accidents. There are people who have had strokes. There are people who, as you suggested, are slowly moving up, if you will, or down the ladder of dementia or Alzheimer's. What is the what's the most common thing that you're treating these days?
Dementia, absolutely. It's almost a national epidemic, and we see so often, unfortunately, people in their 50s coming to us with pretty advanced dementia, and we're able to take care of them successfully.
You are. Now, one of the things that we hear more and more about these days is there this panorama, this spread of people with different problems, from just needing simple assisted living right up to and including full-blown Alzheimer's or people who need mechanical assistance. What are the divisions at the Kensington?
That's a really good question. Within our building, the entire building is an enhanced building, meaning no matter if you have some physical difficulties or cognitive, we can take you. Again, if you've got, you know, you may be in remission, but you have MS. So you know that in the future, you will need assistance. We can take care of you. And we've got several residents who are at that stage right now. We also have residents who have a higher degree of assistance. People in wheelchairs, people that actually need assistance eating, bathing, but people who need IVs, catheters, intermittent feeding tubes, we also have them too.
You know, when we hear you talk of these things, we think of these people getting these services, but they have lives. They're, in many cases, they're there 24/7. In fact, most probably are. We read in the papers and see on television, et cetera, about how stimulation is important, engagement is important. Tell us what people get to do at the Kensington that keeps them engaged.
Socialization is so important. You know, think of the senior who's at home, and they may need a little bit of assistance, but, you know, they're just watching that TV all day. Well, how is that stimulating the brain? At the Kensington, we cover everything from the physical aspect. We actually do wellness classes, fitness classes, cognitive stimulation. So we have professionals coming and to help enhance or sharpen those memory skills. We have music. We take them out on trips. So we have this myriad of activities to assist them, to make them whole.
It's quite remarkable, and they have social lives within and among themselves, don't they?
Absolutely. You know, if you think about high school, college, camp, you had your little cliques, you know, you had people you hung out with. Same thing at senior living, same thing at the Kensington.
Well, you know, there's that famous Soprano episode where one of the maid guys, his mom is in the facility and she can't get in with the clique she wants to be in, and it's really bugging her.
You know, that's funny. We actually try to introduce people who have common backgrounds culturally. They have the same likes and dislikes because we know they will, quote unquote, like to hang out together.
Well, we're getting there now. Her name is Brenda Moynihan. She's the delightful director of marketing and outreach for the Kensington, the assisted living facility, residents in White Plains. We've spoken with you before, and we understand that you have to be concerned too, because with A, modern medicine, and B, the changes in life, there's no other pity. Your patients are getting kind of frisky, or your residents, we should say. What the hell is going on over there?
Hey, listen, just because you're 75, 80 years old doesn't mean that you don't have sexual urges. Doesn't stop. It doesn't stop. What's wrong with that?
If there are what are you doing for dinner? No, anyway.
If there are two consenting adults, hey, listen, this is their home.
Look, and this is not to make light of what goes on at the Kensington. This really is about a medical issue. You have to worry about STDs now. What are you doing to educate your population?
You know, we hold regular lectures and seminars, and we try to provide them information, keeping their independence, and letting them know that STDs in the senior population, it's the number one population with STDs.
Yes, ma'am.
Is it like high school where you show them films and everything?
No, I think they're past that. But we want to educate them that, you still need to use protection. You can still get an STD. And we want everybody to know, do what feels good to you. In other words, don't feel pressured. If it feels good and you're a consenting adult, whoopee-ki-yay.
Whoopee-ki-yay. Speaking of whoopee-ki-yay, now I want to take this seriously because it is medical and it's medicine now. And of course, we can all laugh about it and partying, etc. But cannabis, particularly the beneficial components and the ingredients in it. Now, we're not talking about getting high. They should soon be introduced into your world. How are you guys going to manage that? What are you hearing about it?
It's actually in our world. Medical marijuana, it's not easy to get, but you've got to actually go through a physician who's actually licensed through the Department of Health to dispense it. A loved one, a caregiver has to get a card, but we're able to do that through my director of nursing, and we actually have several residents who take medical marijuana to help them with their some people, it's because of their chronic pain.
Sure. Now, I want to put a human face on this before we send you back to your booth here. People who do what you do, and we've gotten to interview many of them over the years, seem to really get a lot of satisfaction out of it. What's the most satisfying about what you do?
I think it's the safety. The fact that people can live at the Kensington and their family members can feel safe and feel good that their loved one is being taken care of. So the adult daughter, the adult son can go back to being the son, not the caregiver. And they feel safe that their loved one is safe.
This is just a guess. A lot of people who have family taking care of them, they love it. They love that their wife or husband or son or daughter stops by, but they're not there any day. Do they secretly enjoy being around people all day long as well?
You mean the family members?
No, not the family members, the patient themselves. Are they happier having this constant awareness of others around them?
They love it. Think of the attention. You know, the caregivers.
I'm thinking of signing up myself for some of what's going on, but go ahead.
The caregivers, I mean, they're not just caring for a person. This is almost like a family member because they see them on a regular day-to-day basis, and you can feel the love. The love is definitely there.
Okay, let's get to cases. What types of insurance do you take at the Kensington, and how do people get in touch with you?
The Kensington, like other assisted livings, Medicare, unfortunately, we don't accept Medicaid. Medicare or Medicaid doesn't pay for someone to live at the Kensington, but if someone has a long-term care policy, that policy would afford them to live at the Kensington. So as most assisted livings in the area in Westchester County, it's really through private pay or long-term care.
Long-term care. Okay, which are those policies that you spoke of? If someone wants to get a hold of you or needs to talk with your organization about a family member or themselves, perhaps, who do they contact?
Please, please feel free to contact the Kensington. The number is 914-390-0080, or feel free to go to our website, www.thekensingtonwhiteplains.com.
Brenda Moynihan, it is always a pleasure. Indeed. Brenda Moynihan, folks, she's the Director of Marketing and Outreach at the Kensington Assisted Living Facility right here in White Plains. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
We're going to take a break, and we shall return. This is Westchester Talk Radio, broadcasting live from the heart of Harrison.
Look outside your window. What would you like to see? Imagine all the things that could be done to beautify your property. At Michael Labriola, we've led the field over 35 years. Our expert staff brings all their best to give you what you need.
For more than 40 years, Michael Labriola Incorporated has provided complete landscape construction and site development services that will add beauty, enjoyment, and value to your property. Want to make some changes to your landscape this spring? Maybe extending your living space to the outdoors with a functional outdoor kitchen or adding a patio or walkway? Michael Labriola Incorporated can evaluate your property and offer creative ideas. 914-273-6530. Commercial properties always welcome. Learn more at michaellabriolainc.com.
Michael Labriola, our last name is the first name in landscapes.
Somers to Yonkers, Tarrytown to Portchester.
We've got Westchester covered.
We are Westchester Talk Radio.
We have returned, ladies and gentlemen. This is Westchester Talk Radio. We're broadcasting live from the heart of Harrison, New York. We are here for the 2019 Family-Owned Business Awards presented by West Fair. That's the Westchester and Fairfield County folks. So this is one of their annual business events. We're produced this evening by Shaw Creative and made possible by Entergy, Indian Point Energy Center, Lipolis Electric, Genesis Exhibits, Facelifts Remodeling, and the White Plains YMCA.
Youth Development, Healthy Living, and Social Responsibility.
That is Matt Kay, and I'm Bob Marone, along with my co-host Jim Cleefield. Our next guest works for a company that is no stranger, we're sure, to you. His name is Ashley Bendel, and he represents ADP. What do you do for them, man?
Hey, thanks for having me on. I'm a district manager. I cover Westchester for a major accounts business.
Now, before you go further, we're interested because this is an iconic company. It's been around a long time. Let's take it back a little bit to the beginning. ADP stands for what these days?
Well, ADP was founded in 1949 as Automatic Data Processing. Of course, a few decades later, they came up with the iconic branding and the three letters which stands today, 70 years on.
And that they are well known. Now, some people know them in small businesses, of course, know them because they'll process your checks for you, they'll pay your people for you and so forth. But ADP does a lot more than that. Tell us about it.
Sure. Well, thanks for giving me the opportunity. ADP provides solutions from recruitment through to retirement, from companies, from one person up to the largest organizations in the world. In fact, we pay 30 million people through every payroll cycle. We work with 750,000 companies across America. And we work across all industries and across all 50 states in the country.
Now, 30 million people, would you mind paying 30 million in one if I didn't work for anybody? I could use the money. Ashley, those are amazing numbers. Now, people are asking about the accent, and you mentioned something interesting before. Were you with ADP back in your home country in Scotland?
No. I spent 23 years in Scotland. I was educated there, and then I started my career, as we were discussing, at Credit Suisse on their graduate program in 2001. So I actually spent about 15 years of my career in Wall Street before shifting careers and joining ADP just a couple of years ago.
Well, actually, it's a good fit for all kinds of reasons. What did you do at Wall Street?
I worked within prime brokerage at Credit Suisse, and then I became an institutional equity salesperson covering emerging markets. I was fortunate to host three African presidents and speak at the United Nations.
Well, it makes a lot of sense, though, that you would be for what is rightfully called a Fortune 250 company, ADP. Now, do you work with some of these big financial services firms now as well?
My particular remit has focused on Westchester, but as an organization, absolutely. We work with the largest corporations across all industries in America.
What brought you to the United States?
I had...
Loved it. Come on, you can call it here.
There's a long answer, but the short answer is I traveled here on numerous occasions as a kid and always wanted to work here. I knocked on the door of my boss at Credit Suisse for many years until I got the opportunity to move here at the ripe old age of 28. And met my wife, Amy, 6 months later, and here I am.
Wow. All right. So we lured you to Westchester. Let's get down to cases. ADP here in Westchester County, what's the market like for you? What kind of services are you providing our businesses?
Well, I think, you know, payroll, which is what the business was formed on, we work with about 20% of all companies in the county. But I think most important today is compliance. With sexual harassment training and requirements now coming into Westchester in 2019, it's imperative that companies are aware of what's needed. Recruitment and onboarding is key because we're in the tightest job market in 50 years. So it's incredibly difficult to find good talent. And that in itself is driving up compensation. So we're actually very fortunate because we pay 30 million people in America, we have tremendous insight and data on what compensation trends are occurring across various industries and across various regions.
We just heard people leaning into their radio. Say a little more about the job market and how it affects what you do. Do you do recruiting for them? Do you help them vet employees?
Sure, we have background check services, but I think what we do in a nutshell is help companies to get the most out of their people. That involves hiring them, that involves retaining them and engaging them on a daily basis. The tools that we have help organizations to maximize their productivity, reduce their compensation spend, minimize their compliance risk, and a whole host of other things. I won't bore you with the minutiae. We're a large company, But our job as the largest human capital management company in the world is to help companies operate efficiently around their people.
You know, that has been the transitional moment in this interview, that ADP, thinking of technology, but really you are about human capital and maximizing it, aren't you?
Exactly. You nailed it.
It's very interesting stuff. Now, your typical client here in Westchester, what do they look like?
It's a tough question to answer. ADP is very fortunate to be able to work with all companies of all sizes and all industries, from real estate through financial services to home health care that are represented here tonight. There's no specific basket where we excel. We excel across a variety of industries.
Very interesting. Ashley Bendel, how can people get a hold of you if they're interested in your services? And I think folks, human capital management, maybe they should change their name to HCM. Very interesting stuff. But ADP, not just a technology firm. How can people get a hold of you?
So please look me up on LinkedIn. I keep that updated. Ashley Bendel at ADP on LinkedIn. Or call me. Can I give my number?
Absolutely.
646-417-0785 or ashley.bendell, B-E-N-D-E-L-L, at adp.com.
What I'd like you to do is give the phone number again. Traditionally, people reach for their pens and drop it. So one more time, slowly.
Text me or call, please. Feel free. My number is 646-417-0785.
Thank you. Ashley Bendell from ADP, thank you for making time for us this evening.
Thank you, listener. Yes, Shark Creative is the company you think of for on-hold messages. If you want to hear how it helps, you can call Mercedes-Benz of New Rochelle, Durante Rentals, Michael Labriola, Inc., Oak Ridge Staffing, Emma's Ale House, Northeast Environmental, or just go to sharkcreative.com and listen there. Meanwhile, we've expanded our services as your all-audio resource. On-hold messages, of course, production and placement of radio campaigns on the Pete and others too, and now we also have our very own internet radio station, Westchester Talk Radio. Look for us on Facebook at Westchester Talk. Have us come out to your next event, help you capture audio from your sponsors, associates, friends. Bite into that first impression with Shark Creative. Everything audio. It just sounds better.